Hi, everybody. I am very glad to be up here right now. I love reading the Word of God. I love the people of God, and I love sharing the wonderful words of life with the people of God as well. So let's go ahead and pray, and we're going to be in Psalms tonight, rejoicing in God. So and we're going to especially be in Psalm 119 tonight. So let's all pray together. Father, I just give you so much thanks for today, Lord. I thank you for your presence here, for always being with us, for abiding in us, giving us eternal life. Thank you so much, Father, for never leaving us or forsaking us. And Father, for being our hope and our protection all the days of our life. Thank you for your mercy over our lives. Thank you for the love that you have shown us. And I just pray with this sermon, Lord, that we may give you a Valentine's, Lord God, that we could express with our hearts the greatness of our love to you, because you are eternally worthy of it all. So thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I love David. David is a man after God's own heart, and I've always loved David. I love reading in the Psalms and seeing the heart he had for God. I'm shocked a lot of the times how much he loved God. He loved God so incredibly. And when I was thinking about Valentine's Day and thinking about what Valentine's Day means and how we give gifts to one another, and I was looking into Psalm 119. And reading the words and the passion that's there and the thankfulness to God and all the things that are expressed in Psalm 119, I just thought, that is such a great Valentine's Day psalm. It's got absolutely everything that you could express in reverence to God and in love to God. And so I wanted to go a little bit into that. But what inspired me to want to talk about this kind of heavenly Valentine is in Psalm 37. So let's go there right now. Psalm 37, that's on page 655, if you're using the Bible in the pew. And we go to Psalm 37, and we'll begin in verse 3. And it says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." Amen. I love that verse. I really do. And I found a couple of verses that went right alongside that as well. Go into the same psalm, go to verse 23, and it says in Psalm 37, verse 23, same page, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way." Now, I'm going to share another one as well, but first let's park here in Psalm 37:4, the delighting ourselves in the Lord and giving us the desires of our heart. What is so cool about this right here is there's something happening both ways. Let me show you. Let's go to Psalm 40 real quick. Psalm 40, that's in 657, just one page over, and it says this, "Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me." And this is really great. Pastor Taro just mentioned this not too long ago. And it says this, "I delight to do your will, O God. Yea, your law is within my heart." And what I love seeing here is how David, he is delighting himself in God. And the reason why, God himself has ordered his steps. God has a plan for David's life, and he's delighting himself in the Lord, and the Lord is giving him the desires of his heart. And they're sharing together in that life and that love, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But let's go ahead, and I want to mention another thing as well. Going into Psalm 119 now. Let's go ahead and start Psalm 119. And we're going to go into verse 57. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong one. 97. Psalm 119 and verse 97, and that is on page 705. And it says this, Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, have made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. Now, this is the thing, this incredible love that he has for God. And I want to share something as well. A lot of times I can see how people know God. Do they really love God? That's a big question for me is, do you really love God? Sometimes I'll be evangelizing or, you'll be talking with people about, different subjects, and how someone reacts to talking about God will really show you where their heart is. Because anyone could just say that they're a Christian, but how someone relates to God. When someone is brought up with the subject, what's the first thing that comes to them? Is it a rejoicing? Is it a praise? Do they honor God in their heart? Is it something they avoid? What's their reaction? What is the initial reaction of their heart? And I have some interesting experiences that sometimes happen. Like I'll go evangelizing, and some people will be dressed in really nice suits and things like that, and I'll bring up the topic of the Lord, and they don't want to talk about it. And these are persons who are religious persons, and we'll try to talk about the Lord, but they're very guarded about the Lord. It's very strange and very interesting to me. But David was described as a man after God's own heart. And so let's now go into our Valentine Psalm, Psalm 119. And I would absolutely love to go more into the desire that this man showed for God. Now, I'm not sure if this was actually written by David, but the way that it sounds, it really sounds like it's totally him. Back into Psalm 119, let's turn to page 706, and let's go to verse 103. And he says, "How sweet are your words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." So he's putting here that his understanding, his love, everything that's going on with him, it's with the word of God. And I have a wonderful psalm to go with that. Let's go to Psalm 42, which gives a perfect expression to this having a desire and a love and a thirst for God. That is in page 658, Psalm 42, starting in verse 1. And it says this, "As the deer pants after the water brooks, so pants my soul after you, O God." That is the perfect picture. How many have you ever been out into the heat, had it been summertime, and maybe you forgot a water bottle and you started doing exercise, or you were on your bicycle and you had no access to water and you started getting thirsty and you started getting thirstier, you started getting the dry, parched feeling, you started getting your tongue starts getting just dry as a bone. And then you finally get close to water. You finally get to grab onto it and drink it and be quenched by it. And just the sensation that you get from that is a picture here for how much he loves the word of God and how much he loves God. And he says, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before my God?" So that's another great one. What I love as well is the amount of esteem that he puts for the word of God. Let me show you. In Psalm 119, let's go to a few verses that talk about his esteem for the word of God. Let's go first to 72, Psalm 119 and verse 72. That's on page 705. And what it says in Psalm 119, verse 72, page 705, is, "The law of your mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver." Amazing, amazing. Now, what does that mean? Well, what that means is this: thousands of gold and silver. In today's time, that would be like millions and millions of dollars. So let's look at another one that's very similar to that. And it is Psalm 119, and it is verse, let me get it, let's see, 160, 2. I rejoice at your word as one that finds great treasure. And one more. Here we go. Verse 127 and verse 119. It says, therefore, I love your commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. So for David, the word of God was better than being a millionaire. Amen. That's what it was like for him. He loved God so much, his relationship with God meant more than the entire world that he was living in. Remember, he even said that your loving kindness is better than life. That there is no treasure in this entire world that could compare to the treasure of having and knowing God in his life and being able to see the beauty of the Lord from day to day. To have his devotion time with the Lord, to spend time in the presence of God, to learn from God. That was the greatest thing for David. And you can see the commitment that he had. Let's turn to verse 33 in Psalm 119. Now, isn't that amazing to think? I would rather have the word of God. That's more preferable for me than being a millionaire. It's better for me having the word of God. I prefer that. I love that even more. Verse 33. This is showing his commitment. He says, teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. This is his full-hearted devotion to the Lord. This is the absolute focus of his life is God. That reason why I love David so much is how much he loves God. I very rare that you meet someone who this is their passion for God. You know, if they were to write out their passion for God, that this is what it would be like. The person could say something just like this. He says, give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of your commandments, for therein do I delight. He delights in the way of the Lord. He's seeking for it. He wants it. That's the kind of passion he is showing for the word of God and the way of the Lord. That's how zealous he is. It says here, make me to go in the path of your commandments, for therein do I delight. That's an amazing person who regards God that greatly. He says, incline my heart unto your testimonies and not to covetousness. And he sees his great need for God, that he has a wicked heart that needs to be put into check. He needs the Lord to keep him on the right path. And so he is in prayer, desperately looking to God. God, I desire you more than anything. I want to go the paths that you want me to be on. I want I want your riches rather than the riches of the world. That's what I want, God. He says, turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and quicken you me in your way. Establish your word unto your servant who is devoted to your fear, which can also mean to fearing you. Turn away my reproach, for I fear, for your judgments are good. So this man has complete love for God. There is no holds barred with David. He gives absolutely everything to the Lord. And this has been, for example, I think of Paul who said, you know, would you see me imitating Christ? As you see me imitating Christ, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So I like to, like people saying, you know, imitating Paul, I like to imitate David in this sense of loving God with all of my heart. And he is such a great example of that. Let's go into verse 129. And it talks a little bit more about that delight that he has for the word of God and the love that he shows to God. He says, this is page 706. He says, your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, does my soul keep them? The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. So when his soul received something from the Lord, he kept it. And it was a treasure inside of him. He was laying up for himself treasures in heaven. This was his portion. And he says, look you upon me and be merciful unto me, as you uses to do unto those that love your name. And he says again, order my steps in your word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Amazing. And so, especially in this first part of this, I'm just amazed at the amount of delight he shows in the Lord, that there was nothing that he would hold back to be able to do the will of God in his life. And so another thing that we can look at is in 124. Here we go. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep your precepts. Make your face to shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. And so he wanted to learn more and more about God. He had a passion and a zeal to know and to learn more. And I've been learning more and more about God as I continue to read the Word. And the more that I learn, the more I realize how much I need to learn. And I'm just amazed that God's Word is so eternal and deep that it has no bottom. It just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper. Now let's turn to the book of Proverbs. And let's turn to Proverbs in chapter 3. And let's start with Proverbs 3 and start in verse 1, page 720. And here what we have is we have kind of a conclusion to the when you understand and you are starting to live unto God, some of the things that start to happen. In Psalm 119, what we see is the greatness of a love to God. And in here, we get to start to see how greatly a man's life is blessed when he begins to take that path for his life and continue down it. So let's start in verse 1. And he says, my son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. An incredible blessing. We're even blessed for our seeking the Lord. Even for that, we're blessed. And now we go into the doing, even more so. Look, it says here, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And that also can mean to make smooth or straight your paths. And this says, be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. And he starts going into these actions and the blessings that come from a life devoted to God. Back into Psalm 119, I want to give some praise unto the Lord. Let's go to Psalm 119 again, and we'll go to verse 37, 137. Psalm 119 and verse 137. And David here says, righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. And so he's offering this praise to God. He's lifting God high and saying, righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Your testimonies that you have commanded are righteous and very faithful. The God is a true judge. He is a holy judge. He is righteous. He is worthy of worship. And everything that he says, everything he does is right and is perfect. And so he's worthy of this praise. He is worthy of our full attention and our whole heart. And he says, righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. And then in verse 139, it says, my zeal has consumed me because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget your precepts. And I'm amazed here by seeing the amount of love, once again, that he's showing to the Lord. Now let's go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 58. Okay. and Isaiah 58, and we're going to go into verse 13 and in verse 14. And it says this: "If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then shall you delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." And this is the word of the Lord. And it is so interesting to read this and to think that it takes us removing ourselves from what we want to do before we can really come to know what it means to delight ourselves in the Lord. Our heart is so prone to go into a wrong direction and not want to serve the Lord. It is so easy for our hearts. Our hearts can turn aside so quickly and so easily. And God here points that we really have to acknowledge him in all of our ways so that he can make our paths straight. And so we have a relationship to God, and a relationship, it takes work. It takes devotion. It takes commitment. And also, it brings delight, though. That devotion and commitment, that giving all of our heart to it, will bring that delight. And so with this right here, I just want to end right here. And just as a thought for our Valentine's Day, to think about how much we delight ourselves in the Lord. And to really consider, have I turned away from the foolishness and the vanity of this world to really spend my time with what is most valuable? David, I know, in heaven, has no regrets for the zeal and the passion that he had for God. Never does he regret anything that he ever did for God. Are we going to regret anything that we've ever done for God? I doubt that. And so we all have a short span of time here on earth, and we could really use it as wisely as possible if we show the same kind of passion and love for God that David has exampled for us. And if we take his example and follow his example, God will use us in incredible, marvelous ways that we can't even imagine. And so it's all right here in the Word of God. And if we put this into practice, God can do amazing things with us. And so let us have that kind of a passion. Let us renew our hearts before the Lord. Let us kindle that fire again where we were so on fire for God. Remember when you first got saved? Remember how it was your love to share the Word. You wanted to go and share the Word. They couldn't stop you from sharing the Word of God with somebody else. You were like a fireball. You wanted to tell people. You wanted to sing and praise and give thanks to God. Well, that's the way we can always be. We can always be like that. And there's no law against love. We can be that way all the time. There's nothing preventing us except for ourselves. You know? And I look at David. What a man of God. What a man after God's own heart. And what an amazing man. And we can be amazing people if we take the example that's already in the Scripture and we live that out as our reality, that we can really love God like that. And I just take that verse in Isaiah again. We just got to turn away from those things which are just foolishness. You know, when we number our days and start thinking about the ways that we've lived our lives, and we see what things have been profitable unto God, and what things have just been foolishness. And we start looking at that. I'm sure over time we start thinking, man, there are so many things that really didn't come to much of anything. And there are things that maybe were wastes of time, but we've never wasted our time being zealous and being passionate for God. So let's see what we can do this Valentine's Day and in the rest of the year to really make this a Valentine for the Lord. For the rest of our lives. And every single day, we can open this up, and our life is like a love letter to the Lord. And so every time we're reading the Word of God, it's a love letter. It's saying, God, I love you, I want you, and I want you in my life. And you know, I'm going to end with something as well in 119. Let's go to verse 173. Because the greatest thing that we have from the Lord is our salvation. God is our Savior. And there is nothing greater that we can praise God for than the fact that He has saved our souls forever. He has redeemed our lives from the pit. And we were all in a great danger. Everyone here who saved was in such grave danger if it had not been for the Lord. And God saved us and delivered our lives and our souls, and we should praise God forever for that. Every day we can sing, shout, dance, and scream for joy because of how great God has been to save us. Let's go into 173. It says, "Let your hand help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I have longed for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let my judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments." And I just think here that our salvation is from Him, and we love Him, and we want more of Him. But there is nothing greater that we have than the salvation that He's already purchased for us. So thank you for listening. That's it.
God bless you guys.